B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We're going to start 6 lines from the top of the Omud. In the previous sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, we learned that according to Rabbi Eliezer, even just preparing for a mitzvah overrides Shabbos. And we got into that sugya because of our Mishnah that says that the preparations of mitzvah smila override Shabbos. And it was taken for granted that the doing the mitzvah of mila itself, which is making a wound in a person, which should be also because of one of the melachos of Shabbos, it's also to make a wound on Shabbos, but it's taken for granted one is allowed to do the mitzvah of bris mila on Shabbos. And the whole discussion was just the preparations of mila. And now we're going to discuss that. Says the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligi rabbonon olei elo b'machshirei mila. The whole discussion in the previous Gemara and in the Mishnah is only whether preparing for the mitzvah of mila is doicha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it is. According to the Chachomim, it's not. Avol mila gufa, but doing the mitzvah of bris mila itself, divrei hakol doicha Shabbos, everybody says that it overrides Shabbos, asks the Gemara, minolon. Where do we know this from? Oma ula. Ula, this is the first opinion we have in the Gemara. We're going to have a whole omud of different sources. Ula says, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. And we mentioned that at the end of the last year, Rashi brings it down at the top of the Omud, that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai says that you're allowed to do the mitzvah of Bris Mila on Shabbos, and therefore the added word, U'bayoy Mashmini, Yimel Besar Olosoy, Rabbi Eliezer can learn from there that even preparing for the Mila is Doicha Shabbos, because the Mila itself does not need a source. The Chinom Rav Yitzchok Halacha, Rav Yitzchok also holds that the Heta to do the bris mila on Shabbos is halacha l'moshe misinai and is not learned from a pasuk in the Torah. Asks the Gemara Meisvei. We're going to ask from a brisa. Minayin lepikuach nefesh edoiches haShabbos. We know that if somebody is in a matzav, in a situation of pikuach nefesh, if keeping Shabbos will be a danger to his life, then preserving life and keeping a person safe overrides Shabbos. What's the source for that? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Ma Milo, Shehi Achas, Meivorov Shel Odom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns it out from Mila. He says that if the mitzvah of Mila itself, which is only repairing and fixing a single organ in a person's body, Doiches HaShabbos, overrides Shabbos, Kal V'chaimel LePikuach Nefesh, Shedoiches HaShabbos. Even more so, Pikuach Nefesh, which is preserving the whole body, and it's not only doing one mitzvah, but allowing a person to keep all the mitzvahs, of course it's going to be Doicha Shabbos. We learn that from a Kal V'chaimel. And says the Gemara, V'yisol K'dayto Halacha, if, according to the way you understood, according to Ula, that the source that Mila is Doicha Shabbos is halacha l'moshe misinai, kal v'chomer mehalacha mi'osi? Can you make a kal v'chomer if the base of the kal v'chomer is a halacha l'moshe misinai? Because that's what's happening here. Mila is doicha Shabbos, halacha l'moshe misinai, and then you say kal v'chomer pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Can you make a kal v'chomer of a halacha l'moshe misinai? Well, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was responding to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was discussing whether a nozir, and we know that if a nozir becomes tamei, then he has to start his nazirus again. And the discussion is, what makes a nozir have to restart the nazirus? Now, it's clear that if a nozir either touches or moves or carries a mace, a dead person, then of course he's going to become tamei, he has to start his nazirus again. The question is, what happens if he touches just a revius of blood of a dead person? Is he also have to start his nazirus again? And Rabbi Akiva says yes, and he learns out from a kal v'chomer that if mago and maso makes a nazir have to restart his nazirus, his counting, then kal v'chomer Revius min Adam, where Revius min Adam has other stringencies. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah commented to Rabbi Akiva, Etzem kesa'iro metamei halacha. He says, what was the stringency of mago and maso? One of the stringencies there was that touching A dead person is, even if one touches just a very small part, a bone of a dead person the size of a sa'ira. It's a very, very small, a very small piece of the corpse. And from there we learn a kal v'chomer of Revi Yistam. And exactly how the kal v'chomer works, we do not need to go into here now. But Reb Loz ben Azaria asked Reb Akiva, you're basing a kal v'chomer off the halacha that etzem kesa'ira metame, that touching the bone of a corpse, as even when it's a very, very small piece, that's halacha l'meishi m'sinai, or Revi Yistam. And the halacha that you want to learn from there, kal v'chomer, you want to learn a kal v'chomer from there to Revi Yistam. Vein donin kal v'chomer me'alocha. You cannot learn a kal v'chomer if the base of the kal v'chomer is halacha l'meishi m'sinai. So if you, Ula, are right that Mila is Daicha Shabbos, halacha l'meishi m'sinai, then how can you learn Pikuach Nefesh from Mila with the kal v'chomer? Elo Omer Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar says a different source that Mila is Daicha Shabbos. Asya ois, ois. The word ois is said regarding Bris Mila. It says, V'hoya lo'ois bris b'ini uveinechem. The word ois is also said regarding Shabbos. Oisi b'ini uveinechem. And this Gzeira Shava, the reason the Torah wrote these two words, or wrote this word in both places, is to tell us that Mila overrides Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Elo me'ato, if you're right that we have a Masaira tradition from Sinai, that the words ois can tell us something about connecting all those mitzvahs that have the word ois, and therefore ois of Bris Mila overrides ois of Shabbos, tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin, tichsiv ben ois. And it says in the parasha of the tefillin, it also says ois. It says, v'hoya lecho lois al yodecho luzikorin beininecho, litchi Shabbos. It should also override Shabbos, and there should be a chiyuv to wear tefillin, even on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, elo, we do not learn it out from ois. And we do not have a tradition that ois is learnt to compare the mitzvahs that it says ois to the mitzvahs together, and that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Elo asya bris bris. The words that are found in both Mila and Shabbos are not the words ois, it's the word bris. It says that by bris Mila, it says v'hoya lo ois bris bein yoveinechem. And regarding Shabbos, it says v'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'aseis es ha-Shabbos l'deir yisom bris oilom. So we learn from there that Mila overrides Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, if the source that Mila is Deicha Shabbos is from the word bris, then we have a very big chiddush. Let's look elsewhere in the Torah. Where is Mila called bris? Not only in the pasuk that we mentioned, that unamaltem es pesara laschem v'hoya lo'is bris b'ini uveinechem. There's another pasuk that speaks about bris, and it says in that pasuk, v'oril zochor asher lo yimel es pesara losoi, if somebody did not do bris mila, v'nichraso ha'nefesh ahim me'ameo es berisi hof hefer, that somebody who does not do the mitzvah of bris mila, he's been mefer the bris, and he's going to be chayev koros. And who's chayev koros? Not an eight-day-old child. Nobody can be chayev any punishment unless he's bar mitzvah, unless he's a godel. And once he's 13 years old, if in the event that he hasn't had bris mila, and he doesn't do bris mila, he's going to be chayev koros. But that's called a milo sheloi bizmano. The main time for doing mila is on the eighth day. The child cannot do it himself. The father's got a mitzvah to do it. But the punishment of koros on the child will only be when he's bar mitzvah. So the question is, if in that pasuk it says es berisi hefer, it also speaks about bris, and there we're talking about a godel, we're talking about somebody who is punishable for not doing the bris mila. If so, we would have a source to say that even the bris mila of a 13-year-old child is doicha Shabbos. Learn out from bris, the same way as you learn out a regular bris, which is bizmana, which is on the eighth day, is doicha Shabbos, because it says bris, so too the mila shaloi bizmana. Says the Gemara, Godel, a bar mitzvah, somebody who's 13 years old, which is where Koros applies, Dichsiv be bris, litchi Shabbos. Are you suggesting that Mila Shaloi Bizmano is Deicha Shabbos? We're going to see later in the Gemara, even Yom Tov Mila Shaloi Bizmano is not Deicha. Nobody suggests that you can, that you're allowed to, halachically, that you're allowed to do Bris Mila if it on Shabbos or Yom Tov if it's not the eighth day. Elo says the Gemara, it must be that we do not learn out that Mila is Deicha Shabbos from the word bris. Asya, doiros, doiros. There's another word which is common both in Shabbos and in Mila, and it seems that the tradition was that those two words are teaching us that Mila Deicha Shabbos. It says by Mila, and it also says regarding Shabbos, the Shomru Bnei Yisrael es haShabbos, Lasus es haShabbos, leDoyrois on Bris Olam, Doyrois Doyrois. We learn from there that Mila is Doichel Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Tzitzis, Dichsiv Bei Doyrois, Litchi Shabbos. If you look in the parasha of Tzitzis, it says Dabrel Bnei Yisrael v'Amarta Lehem v'Asu Lehem Tzitzis al Kanfei Bigdem leDoyroisom. Tzitzis is also doiros, and therefore it should be Doichel Shabbos. And obviously, wearing tzitzis is not going to be Deicha Shabbos. And which part of tzitzis will the pasuk be telling us is Deicha Shabbos? Even the machshirim, preparing tzitzis. And that's contrary to what we saw in Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, that preparing for the mitzvah of tzitzis is clearly not Deicha Shabbos. Ela Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok explains, we do have a gzeira shava comparing Mila to Shabbos, but it's not ois. It's not bris, it's not doiros, it's all three together. Ois, bris, v'doiros. Donin, ois, bris, v'doiros. Me ois, bris, v'doiros. Mila has all three of these words. Shabbos has all three. Lafuke hanoch, and to the exclusion of tzitzis, for example, that doesn't have all three. And tefillin does not have all three. And mila sheloi bismano does not have all three. And therefore, only mila bismano is doiche Shabbos. Those others only have either ois or bris or doiros, but not all three. Continues the Gemara. All that was really one mahalach. We first had Ulla that said that Mila Doicha Shabbos halacha l'meishim Sinai. Then we had Rebbe Lozo who says that Mila Doicha Shabbos because of gzeira shava between Mila and Shabbos. Now we're having a third source. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Kro Bayoim. Since it says in the pasuk bayoyim hashmini, the extra word bayoyim, it could have said ubashmini. You do the bris mila on the eighth. Why do you need the word day? It's coming to teach us that it's doicha Shabbos. Bayoyim, any day, even Shabbos. And this is obviously only following the Chachomim who say that preparing for Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. According to Rebbe Eliezer, that preparing for Mila is Deicha Shabbos, he obviously learns that the posuk that we learn that you can prepare Mila and override Shabbos with it is this Bayoim. He must hold like Ulla that says that the Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos, halacha l'moshe misinai. Bayoim afila b'Shabbos, but these Chachomim, they learn that from the word Bayoim is teaching us that the mitzvah of Mila itself overrides Shabbos. Omar le'Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Elo me'ato, according to what you just said now, m'chusori kaporo, zov, zorvo, yuledes, and metzaira, that they have to go to mikveh, they have to wait till the end of the day, but then on the eighth day, they have to bring a korban. So all those, d'chsiv b'hu b'yoim, in all those korbonois, it says the word b'yoim, hochanami, d'dochu, Shabbos, are you going to suggest that a zov, zorvo, yuledes, and metzaira can bring their korbonos on Shabbos? We know that on Shabbos you can only bring korbanos, a korban tzibur, a korban that belongs to everybody, to the public, and only a korban that has to be brought on Shabbos, that the time for the korban is on Shabbos. But a private person, a zov, zova, metzaira, and yuledes, of course they cannot bring their korbanos. But it says there bayoim. That's what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Ahu mi boyle bayoim v'loi balayla. The word bayoim there is to tell us that these korbanos are only allowed to be brought by day, not on Shabbos, and not at night. Hai nami mi boyle bayoim v'loi balayla. If the word bayoim in those korbanos are teaching us that you can only bring those korbanos in the day, then maybe bayoim that it says by Mila is also to teach us that you can only do the mitzvah of Mila by day and by night, and then again you don't have a source, according to the Chachomim, that mitzvah Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ahu miben shmoinas yomim nafka. There's another two words in the parasha of Bris Mila that says shmoinas yomim. The yomim there tells us it has to be in the day, not in the night. So the word bayoim can tell us even on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Hai nami mi beyoim tzavoisoi nafka. We have a pasuk that says that all korbonis have to be brought only in the day. They cannot be brought in the night. It's the pasuk that says mi beyoim tzavoisoi. And therefore, I don't need this special pasuk to say that Zov, Zov, Yeledes, and Matzaira can only bring their korbonis in the day. So the word Bayoim is going to be left over to say is Doicha Shabbos. And our question will come back. No one ever heard of such a thing of these korbonis overriding Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Afal gav de nafka mi beyoim tzavoisoi, even though with all other korbonis you have to bring them in the day, it's tzricha. I still need a special pasuk to say that these four korbonis cannot be brought at night. Solkadaitach, I may have thought. Hoil v'chos rechmon olei la'asuyei bedalus. These are more or less the only korbonis that do not have to be brought from animals. They can also be brought from birds, typically a type of korban that even poor people can afford. So I may have thought that in the same way as the Torah comes, so to speak, towards the person and lets him bring the korbonis even from birds, the Torah also allows him to bring it at night. B'laylo nami leisa. I may have thought he can bring these korbonis at night. Komash malon, that's why I need a special pasuk to say, Bayoim, you cannot bring these korbonis at night. And therefore we don't have a pasuk with these korbonis to say, it's Doicha Shabbos. Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina now asked a question. Elo me'ato, yehei zor kosher bohem, v'yehei oinon kosher bohen. If the fact that you can bring these korbonis even from birds means that they are more lenient and there's room for different type of halachas, like you would have suggested that you can bring it at night, had you not had this extra pasuk of Bayoim, are you going to say that other halachas that apply to other korbonis are not going to apply to these korbonis? For example, a zor, if somebody who's not a kohen offers them up, or an oinon, somebody whose close relative had died and has not yet been buried, and it's clear in the psukim that these korbonis apostle, are you going to say that zov, yeledes, and matzaira that are done by these psulim, zor and oinon, that also they're going to be kosher? Who would have thought such a thing? Says the Gemara, no. Ho ahadrei kra, only at the stage before we had bayoim, and we were looking at Zov, Zova, Metzaira and Yeledes, we had this thought that maybe because the Torah allows you to bring them with birds, maybe they have their own set of halachas and will even allow us to bring it at night. And at that point, possibly we would have contemplated allowing them even to be kosher with a zor or an oinon. But once you have a pasuk that says bayoim, that you cannot bring it at night, that pasuk is not only teaching us a local detail that you can bring it only by day, not by night, it's actually telling us that the korbonis of Zov, Zova, Matzaira, and Yeledes are the same as all other korbonis, and therefore they can only be brought in the day, and therefore they will be posel with an oinon and posel with a zor. Continues the Gemara, and now we're bringing yet another source that Mila overrides Shabbos. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, he brings a different posuk. Omar Kro, it says in the pasuk, Ubayoim hashmini yimoil basar orlosoi. Shmini, the word shmini means shmini afilu b'shabbos, as long as it's the eighth day, any day of the week. If it's the eighth day after the baby was born, you can do the bris milah. Asks the Gemara, Hai shmini mi boile lim ute shvi. I need to say the word shmini just to know that you do the bris milah on the eighth day and not before. So I can't learn from there that if the eighth day is on Shabbos, I do it in any case. Says the Gemara, no. Shvi, the fact that you cannot do the bris milah before the eighth day, mi ben shmoinas yomim nafka, that you learn from another pasuk that says, u ben shmoinas yomim yimo lochem kol zochor. I already know that you cannot do the bris milah before the eighth day. So when it says over here, Ubayoim HaShmini, it's teaching us Shmini even on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Bakati Miboile, I still need this Ubayoim HaShmini for something else, not to tell me that it overrides Shabbos. Chad Limu'utei Shvi, and it wants to say Ubayoim HaShmini to exclude doing it before the Shmini. Chad Limu'utei Tashi, and want to say that there's a mitzvah that you have to do it on the eighth day, not that you think you can't do it before the eighth day. Anytime from the eighth day and on, whenever it pleases you, you can do the mitzvah of Mila. No, you have to do it on the eighth day. So I haven't got a pasuk now to say that I can do it on the eighth day, even if it's Shabbos. Di'im ichad, if you'd only say it once, hava mina, I may have thought, shvi hu deloimotuz mani. 7 days is before the time that the baby is ripe enough, so to speak, to have the bris milah. Aval mishmini ve'elach zmanehi. Zmanoi is any time after shmini. We know that's not true. We know Bayoim HaShmini tells us that milah bizmanoi, the only and correct time for milah, is on the eighth day. Afterwards, you got no choice. You missed the eighth day, or you couldn't do it on the eighth day because the baby was sick, or any other good or bad reason, you have to do it as soon as you can. But the time to do the bris milah is only on the eighth day. Elo mechaverta k'Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, we cannot learn out from Bayoim HaShmini, and it seems the Gemara is taking on that the easiest way to learn that milah is Deicha Shabbos is from what Rabbi Yochanan says, that you learn it out from Bayoim afilu b'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, we had a braisa like Rabbi Yochanan that learns that milah Deicha Shabbos from Bayoim, udeloik Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, and not like Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, who learned it out from Shmini. Why? From the following braisa. The braisa says, Shmini, that the Pasuk says that you do the bris milah on the eighth day, yimel afilu b'Shabbos. That was the start of the braisa, which sounds like Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, that from Shmini you learn that it's Deicha Shabbos. Umani mekai mechaleo mois yumos. Does the Pasuk not say that if you do a melocha on Shabbos, you chayev misa? Doing a bris milah is wounding a person, it's called mesakin, and is doing a chabola, you're wounding him, you're chayev on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk of Mechaleleo Mois Yumos, in the event that from Shmini we learn that it's Deicha Shabbos, it must be that Mechaleleo Mois Yumos is Bashar Melochis Chutz Mimila. It must be referring to all the other Melochis and all the other times you do the Melochis besides for the Mitzvah of Mila. Oyeinoid, now the Brisa changes his mind and says, no. Elo Afilu Mila. The Pasuk of Mechaleleo Mois Yumos says that even if you Mechal Shabbos do the Mitzvah of Mila, as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned, you're going to be Chayev. You're not allowed to do Mila at this point in the Braisa on Shabbos. What are you going to do with the word Shmini? Umani Mekayim Shmini Yimuil Chutz Mishabbos. On the eighth day after the baby is born, you do Bris Mila. Not if it falls on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have the restrictions of Hilchas Shabbos. That's what the Braisa is assuming. Talmud Loima says the Braisa, for that I have a special Pasuk. And this is where Rabbi Yochanan comes in. Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk, Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. So even though the Braisa started with a suggestion of Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, the Braisa quickly changed its mind and followed Rabbi Yochanan to say, no, we do not learn it out from Shmini, we learn it out from a separate Pasuk, which is Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk Bayoim, that even on Shabbos, you can do the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So continues the Gemara, Omar Rava. Now Rava is going to try and understand this Braisa. We brought this Braisa as proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we're finished with that. Let's try and understand the Braisa. The Braisa had two tzedodim here. It started off with one train of thought, Shmini Afilu Shabbos, and then we have to move aside the Mechaleleo Mois Yumos, that it's not talking about Mitzvah of Milah. And then we changed over and says, no, Shmini is not on Shabbos, and Mechaleleo Mois Yumos is even Milah, would be Osa. And then the Braisa says, I've got another Pasuk, I've got Bayoim, to tell us that Milah is Deicha Shabbos in spite of Mechaleleo Mois Yumos. What was the going on in the mind of this Braisa that at the beginning it thought one way and then it changed over to the opposite way? Why at the beginning were you okay saying that Shmini means you can be Deicha Shabbos, and then you obviously had a question on that and said, I cannot learn from Shmini Deicha Shabbos, I need another Pasuk of Bayoim. Now Rav is going to explain the thought process of this Braisa. So he's quoting the beginning of the Braisa. Shmini Yimoila Filu B'Shabbos. The Braisa started saying that from the word Shmini, you learn that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, like Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov said. Umani Mekai Mechaleleo Mois Yumos. And what you're going to do with the Pasuk that says you that if you Mechal Shabbos, you Chayev Misa, B'Shar Melochis Chutz Mimila. It's talking about other Melochis and other times that you do the Melocha. Avol Mila Dachya. But Mila is Deicha, and you learn that out from Shmini. That means from Shmini we're comfortable saying that Shmini, you're Deicha Shabbos. What logic did we have that lent itself to say that Shmini is easily Deicha Shabbos? Or more accurately, why was it clear to us that Mechaleleo Mois Yumos, which is the Hilchas Shabbos, is not going to get in the way of Mila? Because that's what the Braisa said. Mechaleleo Mois Yumos is no problem. That's talking about other Melochas. But Shmini, do it if once Mechaleleo Mois Yumos is not a problem, Shmini, As long as it's the eighth day, you can do Mila. You don't have a problem with Shabbos. The Braisa then changed its mind and says, no, Shabbos is an issue. And therefore, Shmini is not including Shabbos. I need a special pasuk to say that you can be Mechal Shabbos. That means the Braisa was wavering backwards and forwards. Is Shabbos an issue here or not? There must have been a side logic, something that was going on that was a discussion. Is Mila in and of its own overriding Shabbos or not? Says the Gemara, my time, I'll explain to you why at the beginning of the Braisa, it was clear that Shabbos is not an issue. Kal v'chomer, because I had a kal v'chomer. And we'll just read the words and then I'll give a short background. Uma tzoras shedoicha es ha'avoida. Va'avoida doicha es ha'shabbos. Mila doicha oisa. Shabbos shenitchis mepneu ha'avoida. Eino din shetei mila doicha oisa. It sounds complicated, but it's very straightforward. We have four mitzvahs in the Torah that we're discussing here. There's the mitzvah of Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. There's chiyuv of doing avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Sometimes Shabbos and avoida are a contradiction. Are you allowed to shecht on Shabbos? You're not allowed to slaughter an animal on Shabbos, but you have to do the avoida. You have to bring the korban tzibur on Shabbos, the korban tomid, the korban musaf. So we have a topic of Shabbos, we have a topic of avoida, and it's clear, everybody agrees with this, that avoida overrides Shabbos. You're allowed to do shecht the korbanos tzibur, the tomid and the musaf, you're allowed to shecht them on Shabbos. There's another two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of tzoras. A person who has tzoras, which is a type of discoloring in the skin, then the Torah says you're not allowed to remove that discoloring. If you remove it, you'll lose the status of a metzora. It will help you, but there's an avera to do it. As we're going to see, it's also a mitzvah and also an avera. You have to a mitzvah to leave it there, an avera to remove it. So tzoras says that you're not allowed to remove this, the discoloring. Then there's another mitzvah, a mitzvah of bris milah. Mitzvah of bris milah says that you have to remove a little bit of skin from the baby. Those two could be a contradiction. What happens if there's a discoloring on the baby exactly where you have to do the bris milah? So there we take it for granted, we'll soon see why, but we take it for granted that milah overrides tzoras. So when you're looking at Shabbos and avoida, avoida always overrides Shabbos. When you're looking at milah and tzoras, milah always overrides tzoras. What happens now when you have a contradiction between tzoras and avoida? So the halacha is that even though, the halacha is that a kohen who's a metzora is not allowed to do the avoida. A person who's a metzora is not allowed to eat korbanos. Now, as far as problems like tumas meis, we know there's a halacha that if most of the klal yisrael or most of the kohanim are become tomei from a meis, then the tuma is doicha the hektish and tuma hutra b'tzibur. You're allowed to bring the korbanos. Tzoras, zovim and metzoraim, even if most of Klal Yisrael are zovim, or metzoraim, or most of the kohanim are zovim metzoraim, you're not allowed to bring korbanos. So let's say you have Erev Pesach, and everybody needs to bring korbanos. And what happens if most of the kohanim, or most of Klal Yisrael are metzoraim? Then you have no way of doing those korbanos. There's an easy way out. Just cut away the discoloring of the tzoras, and then you can bring the korbanos. The halacha is it's osa. You're not allowed to, tzoras does not override avoida. You have a problem with avoida, it's too bad. Now the big question in this sugi is going to be, why is tzoras overriding avoida? Right, which means that the issa to remove the tzoras is stronger than the mitzvah and the chiyuv to bring the korbanos. Is it because tzoras is more chomor, it has an overriding power, or no? Or is it that tzoras does not have an overriding power at all? The reason it's not doicha, the reason you cannot remove the tzoras, is not because tzoras is stronger than avoida, but because it doesn't help. And we'll see in the Gemara why it doesn't help, why even removing the tzoras won't help you, and there might be other reasons why we cannot remove this discoloring, not because the concept of tzoras overrides the concept of avoida. That's going to be the big discussion in this Gemara. The two halachic ramifications of whether is tzoras intrinsically stronger than avodah, and therefore intrinsically stronger than Shabbos, because avodah overrides Shabbos, and therefore we do not cut away the tzoras for avodah, and tzoras is stronger, or whether we say that intrinsically speaking, Shabbos is stronger than tzoras, even though avodah is stronger than Shabbos, and the avodah does not override the tzoras. That's for a side reason we're going to see. But intrinsically speaking, Shabbos is stronger than tzoras. It has more punishments, it has more malachas. Shabbos is stronger than tzoras. And there's going to be two halachic ramifications to this. Number one, in the event that we have a posuk that mila is doicha Shabbos, will we know that mila is also doicha tzoras? Well, that depends. If tzoras is intrinsically stronger than Shabbos, then knowing that mila is doicha Shabbos will not tell us that mila is doicha tzoras. However, if tzoras is strong, if Shabbos is stronger than tzoras, then if mila is doicha Shabbos, it will obviously be doicha tzoras as well. And the same is the other way around. If I know from a different source that mila is doicha tzoras, do I also know that mila is doicha Shabbos? If tzoras is stronger than Shabbos, then if mila is doicha tzoras, of course it will be doicha Shabbos. If Shabbos is stronger than tzoras, then the fact that mila is doicha tzoras will not tell us that mila is doicha Shabbos. And on this hinge, this whole Gemara is going to go. Now, let's read the Gemara inside, and it will be straight sailing b'siyata d'shmaya. So let's go back to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rav is trying to explain this braisa. At first, the braisa had no issue with Shabbos. Mechallel ma'isyumos is talking about other melachas, or this melacha when you're not doing the mitzvah of Mila. B'shmini, yeah, as long as it's the 8th day, even Shabbos, no problem, do the mitzvah of Mila. And then the braisa changed its mind. So he says as follows. Mila dachya, my tama. Why is Shabbos not an issue? The last line of Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Kal v'chomer, I have a Kal v'chomer. Uma tzoras shedoicha avoida. Here the Gemara is taking on, tzoras is stronger than avoida, and therefore the issa of removing the tzoras overrides the need to bring the korbonus. Tzoras doicha es avoida. Avoida doicha es Shabbos, as we said, one's allowed to do the avoida even if it's a melacha of shechita, which is also on Shabbos. Mila doicha oisa, and we know that mila is doicha tzoras, and we have a different pasuk to teach us that mila is doicha tzoras. So Shabbos, shenitchis v'pneu avoida, if Shabbos, in this string of four, Shabbos, so to speak, is the weakest of all of them, avoida is doicha Shabbos, tzoras is doicha avoida, mila is doicha tzoras, then Shabbos, shenitchis v'pneu avoida, if Shabbos is getting overridden by avoida, einoidin shtei mila doicha oisa. If I know that mila overrides tzoras, of course mila overrides Shabbos. And here our thinking is that tzoras, the reason that tzoras overrides avoida is because tzoras is more chomor, is intrinsically stronger than avoida. Umay oy einoy. Now Rava explains, when the Braisa changed its mind, this is exactly what the Braisa was changing its mind. And the Braisa says, oy einoy duka omar, hodar omar. The Braisa meant to ask and question as follows, umimay de tzoras chamura. Who says tzoras is more chomor, is more stringent than avoida, and that's the reason that you don't remove the tzoras in order to do the avoida? Dilma Shabbos chamura, on the contrary, Shabbos is even more chomor than tzoras. Shekein yesh bo inchin, vazhori is harbe, there's many averus, many punishments. And therefore, if Shabbos is stronger than tzoras, and avoida is stronger than Shabbos, I should have thought, that avoida should override tzoras, and you should remove the tzoras in order to do the avoida. No. Inami o mimai mishum dechamira tzorasi. Who says that the reason that you don't remove the tzoras is because tzoras is more chomor? Dilma mishum gavrahu deleichazi. Because it will not help you. Even if you remove the tzoras, he'll not be able to do the avoida, because he has to wait till the end of the day. And depending on whether he was a metzora muchlot or metzora muzgar, does he have to bring korbanos the next day before he can do the avoida? And since even if you remove the tzoras, will not let you right now do the avoida, that's why it's a side issue. That's why you're not allowed to remove the tzoras, but not because tzoras is intrinsically stronger than avoida. And then if you're going to say that if there is an issue with Chilul Shabbos, because Shabbos is more chomer than Tzoras, and therefore, even though Mila is Doicha Tzoras, there's no reason to believe Mila can be Doicha Shabbos. Shabbos is much stronger than Tzoras, is much more severe than Tzoras. And Mechalele Omois Yumos, what you're going to do is Shmini, Umani Mekayim Shmini Yimel, Chutz Mishabbos, on the eighth day, if it's not Shabbos. Talmud Loima, that's why the Braisa says, because of that, I need a completely new posuk. This is what Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk was. Loimar b'yoyim afilu b'shabbos. I have a new pasuk that says, in spite of the fact that mechalele omois yumos is an issue, you have a gzeres hakosov to say that it's osa. Tonu rabbonon says the brisa. Another brisa. Mila doicha es hatzoras bein bizmano bein sheloi bizmano. So the brisa that says, and we took it for granted in the previous Gemara, and now we're going to discuss it. Mila is doicha tzoras, irrespective of whether Mila is bizmano on the eighth day, or shalai bizmano, if you missed the eighth day, the baby wasn't well, or whatever other reason, and now you want to do the Mila, even though you have a tzoras there, Mila is doicha tzoras. Yom tov einoi doicha elo bizmano bilvad. But Mila, only if it's bizmano on the eighth day, is doicha yom tov, it overrides yom tov. If it's Mila shalai bizmano, then even yom tov doesn't get overridden, you're not allowed to do the Mila. Minoan Mili, where do we know that Mila is doicha tzoras? The Tanu Rabbanon from the following brisa. And here again, it's going to be a brisa that starts with one train of thought and then moves over to another train of thought. The Tanu Rabbanon, yimoil basaro losoi. It says in the Pasuk that you have to circumcise the flesh of a child. Yimul basaro losei. Ve'afal pishyeshon b'heres, even though there's a type of nega, a type of tzaras, a type of discoloring, yikaitz, so you cut it away. Mila doicha Shabbos. That's what it says. Yimul basaro losei. In any event, do the Mila. Umani mekayim, what are you going to do with the mitzvah? Hishomer b'nega tzaras. You have to be very careful and protect the nega. Do not remove the discoloring of the tzaras. Says the Braisa b'shar mekayim is chutz m'mila. If it doesn't affect the mitzvah of Mila, then you mustn't remove it. But if you have to do the Mila, you're allowed to. That's what the Braisa assumed. The Braisa assumed you can take it for granted that there's no issue here of Hishomer b'nega tzoras. And therefore, Yimul basaro losoi, you can remove it. Oyeinu, now the Braisa says no. Maybe there is an issue here. Oyeinu ela filu Mila. Even in the case of Mila, Mila does not override Tzoras. You cannot take it for granted that Yimul Basaro Losoi overrides Tzoras. Umani Mekayim Yimul Basaro Losoi. If Tzoras is not overridden by Mila, what are you going to do with the pasuk that says Yimul Basaro Losoi? Bizman Shein Bo Beheres. When there's no discoloring there, there's no Tzoras there, then you can do the mitzvah of Mila. Talmud Loima. Oh, I have a special pasuk that says Bosor, that this pasuk seems to be teaching us something. Yimul basaro losoi, afal pishyeshon beheres. I need a special pasuk to say that Mila is doicha tzoras. That's the end of the brisa. And here again, Rav is coming to town. What changed? At the beginning of the brisa, we took it for granted. Mila is doicha tzoras. And then the brisa says, no, Mila is not doicha tzoras unless you found another pasuk. Hai tana mi koru mai nichalei. Why did you assume that Mila is doicha tzoras? Ula besoif mai kashulei. Why did you change your mind and assume that Mila is not doicha tzoras? Says the Gemara, hochi komar. This is what the Braisa meant. Yimel basaro losoi afal pisha yesh baheres umani mekayim ishomer benega tzoras b'shar mekayim ischutz mimila. Aval Mila doicha tzoras. This is a quote from the beginning of the Braisa that Mila intrinsically overrides tzoras, and therefore Yimil basaro losoi, there's no reason with tzoras, do the mitzvah of Mila, even if there's a tzoras there. My tama, why were we not concerned? Why is there no issue whatsoever with Mila being doicha tzoras? Yeah, da'as yu mikal v'choymer. I have a kal v'choymer. Uma shabos chamura. Mila doicha isa. Once we know we have a posuk learnt in the previous sugya from Bayoim that Mila is doicha Shabbos, Tzoras leikol shkein. Shabbos is more chomor than Tzoras. Not like we said in the beginning of the brisa in the previous sugya that Tzoras is more chomor than Shabbos. No, Shabbos is more chomor than Tzoras. And since we know that Mila is doicha Shabbos, of course Mila is going to be doicha Tzoras. We don't have a problem. So why did you change your mind? What changed? Hodor ko'omar, the Braisa meant to ask that maybe our assumption wasn't accurate. Mimai de Shabbos chamira, who says Shabbos is more chomor just because there's more einshin, there's more punishments, there's more averus? Dilma tzaras chamira. Maybe tzaras is more chomor, and I can prove it to you. Shekein doicha es avoida. We know that tzaras overrides avoida, which means that when avoida requires removing tzaras, don't move the tzaras. V'avoida doicha es Shabbos, and we know that avoida overrides Shabbos. So you see that if tzaras is stronger than avoida, and avoida is stronger than Shabbos, then tzaras is stronger than Shabbos. And therefore, even if I have a posuk that says mila is doicha Shabbos, it doesn't mean that mila is doicha tzaras. Talmud loy maboso. That's why I need a special word in the pasuk to say that it's doicha tzaras. Afal pi sheyesh shom baheres, even though there's a discoloring of the skin, you're allowed to do the mitzvah of bris mila. This was one version of the braisa and how we understand it. Lishna achrina, another version. Mila doicha tzaras at the beginning of the braisa, when the braisa took it for granted that mila overrides tzaras. So what did we say before? That we learnt it that if tzaras, If mila is doicha Shabbos, then of course it's doicha tzaras, because Shabbos is more chomor than tzaras. That's how we explained it first. Now the Gemara says no. It could be that the reason that mila overrides tzaras is local. We took it for granted. Just mila and tzaras in and of its own, even without knowing that mila is doicha Shabbos, mila is going to be doicha tzaras. Why? Da'osi asei, dochi lois asei. We have the good old rule of asei, dochi lois asei. A mitzvah of doing overrides the mitzvah of not doing. Mitzvah smila is a mitzvah you have to do. Removing tzaras is an avera, it's something you're not allowed to do. Asei is dochi lois asei. And that's why the braisa took it for granted, there's no issue with tzaras, and therefore, yimil basaro losei. Umay oi einoi de ko'omar. So what did the braisa say? Maybe not. Hodar ko'omar, the braisa changed its mind and said, "Eimed amrinon aseid od osi asei v'dochi lois aseh." When does an asei come and override a lois aseh? That's lois aseh greida. That's if it's only a lois aseh. Hi, but in the case of tzaras, asei v'lois asehu. The pasuk says, "Hishomer benega tzaras lishmer ma'oid v'laseis kechela sheyeru eschem akenim." Hishomer always means be careful not to take it off. Laseis means do it, means protect it there, keep it there. So tzaras is an asei and a lois asei. We don't have a rule that asei is doicha asei and lois asei, and therefore mitzvah smila is not necessarily doicha tzaras. If mila is not going to be doicha tzaras, what am I going to do with yimil b'tzara losoi? Shein bo baheres. That's only when there's no discoloring there. Talmud loyma, that's why I need a special pasuk. Bosor, v'afal pish yesham baheres. Even though there's discoloring, I have a special pasuk that says that mila is doicha tzaras. Continues the Gemara. Now that we see in the braisa that mila is doicha tzaras, where do we learn that out? From basar. How many times does the Torah say basar in association to mila? Twice. In one pasuk it says ubayoyim hashmini yimoil basar or losay. Talking about bayoyim hashmini mila bizmanoi on the eighth day. There's another pasuk that says v'oril zochor asher lo yimoil es basar or losay v'nichrus ha'nefesh ha'im me'ameo es brisi heifar. Is another pasuk, and there it's talking about somebody who does not do yimoil es besar or losoi, he gets an oinish, a punishment of chorus. What age is that? That's after bar mitzvah, as we saw previously in the sugya, that the chorus only applies to somebody who's over bar mitzvah. So we know that besar applies or exists when the baby is 1 day, is 8 days old, on the first day, the mila bismanoi. We know it applies after his bar mitzvah. Do we have a basar in the stages in between? What happens if somebody is 9 days old, a year old, 5 years old, and he has a baheres, he has a discoloring, is one allowed to do the mitzvah of mila there? That's what the Gemara is asking. Tinach godoil d'chsiv behu basar. If he's a godoil, somebody who's punishable by chorus, it says basar. So we learn from Bosor that is doicha tzaras. Koton nami fiz mila bizmano ksiv bei Bosor. As we saw, by yoim hashmini yimoil besar or losay. Beinuni minolon, if he's between 8 days old and 13 years old, how do we know it's doicha tzaras? Omar Abaya says, Asya mi beine, we learn it from between the two. Migodol lo yasi. You cannot learn it only from Godel. Shekin enush chorus. You can't say he's the same as a Godel. He's not the same as a Godel. He cannot get a chorus. He's not bar mitzvah. Mikotin lo yasi. You cannot say he's the same as an 8 day old. Shekin mila bizmano. Because 8 days is unique. It's the right time. 8 days is the bizmano. In between, you cannot compare it to an 8 day old, and you cannot compare it to a 13 year old. Hatzada shova shebehen. What common denominator between the two? Shekeinim moilin v'doichin es hatzaras. That an 8 day old who doesn't have chorus and a 13 year old that's not bizmanoi. What do we find between them? Do the mila, and even if there's tzoras, it overrides tzoras. Af kol shenim moilim doichin es hatzaras. Abaya says you can learn from the common denominator of the two that you can do bris mila anytime and it's doichet tzoras. Rava Omar. Rava says differently to Abaya. He says mila bizmano doicha loy tzricha kro. He says the fact that mila bizmano is doicha tzoras, for that I don't need the word bosor. I only ever needed bosor for mila shaloy bizmano. Why? Mikal v'choy me'asya. Here we're coming back to our Kal V'Chomer. Uma Shabbos de Chamira. Shabbos is very chomor. Doicha, Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Tzoras, where Tzoras is less chomor than Shabbos. Shabbos is more stringent than Tzoras. Lo kol shekein. Then if Mila is Doicha Shabbos from Bayoim, of course Mila is going to be Doicha Tzoras. And where do we learn out that Mila is Doicha Shabbos? You learn out from Bayoim Hashmini. It's only Mila Bizmano. So Rava says Mila Bizmano is Doicha Shabbos. So I can say it's Kol Shekein, it's going to be Doicha Tzoras, because Rava here is taking on that Tzoras is not stronger than Shabbos. It's only Mila Bizmano. So Mila Bizmano is Doicha Tzoras. Mila Shaloi Bizmano is not Doicha Tzoras. And therefore I have the two places that it says Besar, and one of them, even though one of them is talking about Bayoim Hashmini, Yimoil Basar or Losoi, but I don't need the Basar of Bayoim Hashmini to say that Bayoim Hashmini is Doicha Shabbos. I learned that out from the Kal V'Chomer. So I use the word Basar there to teach me, even if it's not Bayoim Hashmini, in spite of the fact that he's not yet punishable at the age that he's punishable by Chorus, it's Doicha Tzoras. Continues the Gemara. Omali Rav Safra L'Rova. Rav Safra argued with Rava in this point. Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. What makes you think that Shabbos is more chomor than Tzoras? And therefore, if Mila Bizmano is Doicha Shabbos, you can take it for granted that Mila Bizmano is Doicha Tzoras. Dilma Tzoras Chamira. Now we're back to what we started with. Maybe that Tzoras is actually more chomor than Shabbos. Shekein Doicha Es Avoida. As we said, Tzoras is Doicha Avoida, and now we're taking on that the reason it's Doicha Avoida is because it's stronger than Avoida, not because there's some side issue that it doesn't help to remove the Tzoras, and Loi Chozile, because the Kohen will not be able to do the Avoida even after he removes the Tzoras. No, the reason that you don't remove the Tzoras is because Tzoras is Chomor than Avoida. V'Avoida Doicha Shabbos, and Avoida is more Chomor than Shabbos. So if Mila is Doicha Shabbos, then it doesn't mean that Mila is Doicha Tzoras, even Bizmano. So if Safra says, I need to have the Besar of Mila Bizmano for Tzoras, and then we're back to our original question. Where will I learn that between the age of 8 days and 13 years old, that you're Doicha, that it's Doicha Tzoras? He'll have to learn like Abaya, that you learn it out as a Tzad Hashove between the 8 day old and the 13 year old. But that was Rav Safra's question on Rava. Says the Gemara, Hosam lav mishum de chamira tzaras. Rava answered to Rav Safra that the reason that tzaras overrides avoida is not because tzaras is more chomor. Elo mishum de gavra udulei chazi. As we said before, this person has tumas tzaras, and removing the discoloring will not allow him to immediately do the avoida, and therefore there's no point in doing the Avoida. Really, Avoida is stronger than Tzoras. And the reason that Avoida doesn't override Tzoras is because it doesn't help. Loi Chozi. Says the Gemara, Amai, you've mentioned twice on this Omud that it doesn't help to remove the discoloring, you will not be able to do the Avoida, even in the event that Avoida is stronger than Tzoras. which is what we want to say. Nonetheless, Avoida will not say, remove the tzaras, because it's useless. Why is it useless? If the problem is that he's got a discoloring and therefore he's not allowed to do the Avoida, if you remove it, he'll be able to do the Avoida. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Mechusar Tvila, because even after you remove the discoloring, after you remove the tzaras, then the minimum you have to do is do Tvila and wait till the end of the day. And that's if he's a Muzgar. If he's a Mukhlot, which is a more stringent type of Metzera, then you're even going to have to bring Karbonus the next day. And therefore, it doesn't help to just remove the discoloring. Says the Gemara, Ha tinoch negoim tmeim. That's all very good. A type of tzaras, which is tomei. Then removing it, it doesn't allow the person to do the avoida yet. He has to do tvila. He has to wait till the end of the day. He may have to bring korbanos. How about negoim tohirim ma'ikel meimar? And this is quite a complicated issue. What does it mean negoim tohirim? Rashi says other discolorings which you're not allowed to remove them, and those discolorings, even though they're not tomei, they are a mum, they stop the kohen from being able to do the avoida. Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Dalet says it's talking about the same type of coloring as the tzaras, but it's talking about if for whatever reason it's not tomei. For example, if the whole body is discolored, then it's the right color for tzaras, but it's not tomei. Either way, the Gemara is saying that negoim tohirim ma'ikel meimar. Even with negoim tohirim, we know that you're not allowed to remove it in order to do avoida. If you hold that avoida is stronger than tzaras, you should be allowed to remove them. Why are you not allowed to remove them? Elo omer Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that the reason that you're not allowed to remove the tzaras in order to do the avoida is not because loichazi, which is also a type of limitation to asei doi chaloi saseh has to allow the person after he transgresses the loi saseh, has to allow them to do the asei, and if you cannot do the asei, you cannot be doicha the loi saseh. But we said that cannot be the reason, because there are certain negoim that after doing the loi saseh, transgressing the loi saseh, one can do the asei. However, there's a different reason, a different limitation to asei doicha loi saseh that will not allow the asei of avoida to override the loi saseh of removing the tzaras. When does a say doicha loi saseh? Kagoin mila betzaras. For example, what we discussed earlier, if you want to use the asay of mila to be doicha the loi saseh of removing tzaras, then since with the mila you're being doicha the loi saseh, more accurately, with the transgressing the loi saseh, you're doing a mitzvah of the mila, then asay doicha loi saseh. Inami tzitzis v'kilayim, if a garment of tzitzis has kilayim on it, then whilst you're transgressing the kilayim by wearing the garment, you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. De be'idna de misakir lav, at the very time that you are overriding the lav, komekayim asay, you're doing the asay. Hocha, however, here regarding the mitzvah asay of avoida to override tzaras, be'idna de misakir, even if it's tzaras that is tohir, and even if immediately after you remove the tzaras, you'll be able to do the avoida. But whilst you're doing the avera of removing the tzaras, be'idna de misakir lelav, loikom mekayim asay, you're not doing the asay of avoida, and therefore the asay of avoida cannot override the lois asay of removing the tzaras. Says the Gemara, V'hod Rava v'Rav Safra Tanoihi. This that we just saw now, there's Machlokes Rava and Rav Safra. Rava says Mila bizmano is doicha tzaras, because since Mila is doicha Shabbos from Bayoim, and Shabbos is more chomor than tzaras, according to Rava, then Kol Shekein, if Mila is doicha tzaras, then Mila is also doicha. If Mila is doicha Shabbos, Kol Shekein Mila is doicha tzaras. However, Rav Safra said that Tzaras, Shabbos is not more chomor than tzaras, and therefore I need a special pasuk to say that that mila is doicha tzaras. That's a machlekes tanoim de tanya. Bosor, the pasuk says that basar or losoi, yimil basar or losoi is the pasuk, va'afal pish yeshon baheres yimil. And this is talking about mila bizmano, that even mila bizmano, I need a special pasuk to tell me that mila bizmano is doicha tzoras from basar. Divi Reb Yeshaya, that's the opinion of Reb Shaya, and that follows what Rav Safra says, that you need a pasuk for that. Reb Yoinu Sonoimer, Einot Tzorich, I don't need a pasuk for that, because Shabbos Chamura. Rabbi Yonason, and this is what Rava was saying, Shabbos is more chamur than Tzoras, and Doicha, if Mila is Doicha Shabbos, which is more chamur, Tzoras, then Tzoras, which is less chamur than Shabbos, like Kol Shekein, it goes without saying that Mila Bizmana is going to be Doicha Tzoras. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next sugya, we're going to continue discussing this.